This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The immigration debate that we come back to every now and then focuses mostly on low-skilled workers, which makes sense. That's a pretty big group of people. But there is a whole nother set of people to consider, scientists and engineers, PhDs, ambitious people of one stripe or another who want to start companies here. There's no visa for that. So a couple of entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley have an idea. Why not set up shop just offshore? Actually, offshore. Think a floating office park in the Pacific Ocean. Max Marti is the CEO of Blue Sea, the startup in question. Max, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So listen, Half Moon Bay is a lovely place and all, but what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Well, Half Moon Bay happens to be connected to Silicon Valley, which is the most fantastic, one might say magical place in the world to create a startup, to create new technologies, new companies. And we are enabling people from all around the world to connect into Silicon Valley by positioning a cruise ship just 12 miles off the coast. And people live and work out there on their startup for about 6 months, 9 months. And then when they are in the right position and those companies have gotten a little bit of traction, be able to move them into Silicon Valley itself.
Help me understand how this might work. It would be a cruise ship out there. These entrepreneurs would live and pay you rent, I suppose. And then you run a shuttle craft in and out to the beach every day, right?
That's right. That's right. A ferry comes in and out every day. They pay rent. But more importantly, they provide us with equity in their companies, a small share, a small stake in that company. And that's where the real value is, not in charging rent. So the
real value for you.
Right. The real value for us and really the real value for the world is in the value that those companies are going to produce as they grow, as they produce new technologies, as they create jobs and all the rest.
One can't help but wonder, though, what the Department of Homeland Security thinks of you guys parking that ship out there 12.0001 miles off the shore and in effect saying, nah, 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 you can't get me.
Well, we've had a number of conversations with people in government and a couple of different legislators on the matter. Really, it's sort of filling in the rungs on the ladder that are unfortunately missing because of the lack of a startup visa right now. And at least so far, the people who we've spoken to in various levels of government have been very friendly about it.
We should say, for the record, there are investor visas, right? I mean, you can come here and plow a whole bunch of money into the economy and then get a visa that way. But you're talking specifically startup, entrepreneurial, I have this idea and I want to go to Silicon Valley, right?
Right, right.
What kind of interest have you had? Because I imagine you're going to want a bunch of deposits from these guys before you actually go out and buy your decommissioned cruise ship or whatever you're going to do.
Right. So we've so far had about $9 million reserved for a particular investor who's going to be coming in for our larger round. And we're bringing in an additional $18 million, and then we're ready to launch.
And when might that be?
If all the financing goes well, then it would be Q2 of next year.
All right, we'll call you back. Max Marti, he's the CEO of Blue Seed. They're going to put a cruise ship off Half Moon Bay and run some entrepreneurs out of there. Max, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.